Well, thank you so much for your kind invitation for us to come and share with you today. And I think we all feel a little bit better now that the temperature has cooled down somewhat and the air has cleared so we can breathe normally again. But it's good to be here and share with you. Thank you.
daughter of Abraham, whose Satan had kept bound for 18 long years, set free in the paradise and was bound for the boundary. And as he said this, all his opponents were humiliated. But the people were delighted with all the wonderful things he was doing. The Lord Jesus healed hundreds and hundreds of people. This tells us that there will be not enough books to write if you will record every miracle that the Lord Jesus did. There are seven recorded miracles in the New Testament that Jesus did on the Sabbath day. Nothing special about that. The first one I know is from a person who had an unclean spirit, and he cast it out to Capernaum to read about it in Mark chapter 1. The second one revealed Jesus' mother-in-law. I think it was a third actually. It revealed the mother-in-law. It was a good high fever of the person who followed it. Maybe she wasn't too happy. Number three, he healed a man with a withered hand on the Sabbath day. He healed a lame man at the pool of Bethesda, John 5. He healed a crippled woman, like we just said. He healed a man on the Sabbath day with dropsy, Luke chapter 28. He healed a man born blind, John chapter 9. Seven miracles recorded on Jesus on the Sabbath day. Four of these seven miracles, the Lord Jesus touched the person who healed him. With his hand, Jesus touched the person. And four of the seven, he didn't heal, was condemned for healing on the Sabbath day. And criticism came that, of course, all the religious leaders who do this wrong. Wherever Jesus was ministering, and I think that even if he would minister on any other day of the week, people would still be mad at Jesus. Because wherever there is blessing, people will always oppose it. Wherever there have been revivals around the world, there will always be people who will criticize the revival of what God is doing. So I like to think about two particular aspects of the story that we see here from 37 to 38. First of all, the context and the blessing of the Sabbath day of rest. The context and the blessing of the Sabbath day of rest. And secondly, I like to talk about the context and the blessing of healing, revival, what they are. So, two particular things I like to look at. So, first of all, what was the meaning and the purpose of the Sabbath day? For that, you have to go back and know that Scripture tells us that man was not made for the Sabbath, the Sabbath was made for man. You have to go back all the way through the creation story in the book of Genesis. We should start reading about the first Sabbath day, or the first day of rest. And that day of rest was done by God himself after he had created man, and all his creation was complete, except that God rested on the seventh day. And the seventh day was the last day, the Saturday of the week. And of course God did not rest because he was tired.
Church
good tradition can become corrupted and bad. Even a good tradition, people can start worshipping the day rather than the Lord of the day. And I'll give you some examples of what happened in my own life. Being born in Holland, from a Reformed kind of tradition, we had a very strict observance of the Sunday. And
just